This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that ass again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's go. Let's start another week. Let's do this thing. Yes, happy birthday to Evan. Yep. Good crossover as always. Glad you all are making your plans to be with us every day at 1:45. Stay, hang out. Let's have a week. It's Willie and Dibby.
Yep.
A lot of birthdays coming around 95.7 The Game these days.
Yep.
Are we done or do we have more here in August?
What's going on? I think that's it. My daughter in a couple weeks, but that's inconsequential to these proceedings. And she's outside the Leo window. She's in Virgo country, which we get to about August 23rd or 24th.
I was going to say she's not just outside the window. She's outside the demo.
No doubt.
Yeah, so
for a little bit.
That's why we're not going to celebrate her. She's outside the demo.
The key demo.
She'll get there at some point.
Yeah. But
anyway, y'all feel good when Jake Moody's lining up a kick? Let's talk this out. 888-957-9570. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. That's exactly what it was. And if you're going to have the best of time, you know what Jake Moody's day was on Saturday? It's very much like what Texas and Alabama do in the college football season when they lose week one to Ohio State. But then it doesn't matter. You come back, you win the SEC title game, and even if you've got two losses, everybody will campaign for you, and you end up in the national title game anyway, even though Boise State went undefeated and you have two losses. It's okay. Because, yes, there is a built-in advantage, and that's that you are a third-round draft pick and this team would like you to succeed. And secondly, like they say in college football, if you're going to lose a game, do it early. And so that's what Jake did. If you're going to miss a kick, do it early, because the last thought in our head was, attaboy, Jake. And so that's going to keep him around a little while, but it's not going to change the fact that, to me, There were two poor kicks, and one of them is, yes, it's not a big deal. You miss a 53-yarder, that happens. But I don't think it was exactly the day that Jake needs to make everybody feel good about him being the 49er kicker.
And I don't think that everyone's going to feel good until you get through a big part of the season, and he does late game special things or end of the half special things. Fans are in a certain mindset with Jake Moody. And it's partly draftism, and I appreciate Evan calling it back to this show, and you in particular, because Jake Moody as a third-round pick is held to a higher standard than if he just would have been a street free agent. And that's, it's neither fair nor unfair. It's just the reality of the situation. And I look at Jake Moody's performance in the preseason game, and yeah, it was good. And I have confidence in Jake Moody because I think last year he was kicking a little bit injured. And again, I never make excuses for people who play the sport, but you could see that he was not able to kick with as much confidence. You look at his rookie year, he was 84%, which last year, that was the dead league average. And, you know, he made a couple of long ones, and he was pretty good on the extra points. He only missed one of those. Last year was not so much that. So year three, this is the year, and he's not going to get, if he comes out and he goes four for his first nine, that's it.
Oh,
if you go, three
I don't even
games
know if
in,
he'll get the ninth kick if he's four for eight.
Nah, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I agree with you completely. Could,
I mean, or if he's six for six and he lines up in week three for a 41 yarder to win the game and he misses it and you lose 20-19. I mean, he's one missed kick away in the clutch from being out on the street.
From at least it being a question,
Well, I think it's already a question,
well,
right?
Right. Well, I mean, I don't know that they're on the verge of making a move, but that's why it was so interesting when people were so locked in on the camp kicker battle. Greg Joseph was on the team, and they're like, wait a minute, you cut Joseph? That thing wasn't done yet. Like, that was a tight battle, and Kyle's like, it doesn't need to be a camp battle. A kicker is battling for his job every single week, every single kick, okay? Kickers are like washer fluid in your cars. It's very easy to replace. You don't need to go, discuss this with someone. If you miss two kicks week one, you bring on a bunch of kickers on Monday and you sign one of them.
Greg Joseph is a free agent, for example.
Done. So, like, I don't need it to be a camp battle or anything. I'm just looking for someone, anyone, to consistently kick the ball straight. And I'll add this, by the way, with regard to, like, okay, yes, 59-yarder. And the miss was, what, 53?
Yep.
These are long kicks, and you get credit for a 59-yarder no matter what. But I do change my thought process a little bit when you're kicking in a dome. And that's why I was not thrilled with two crooked kicks, because you were in a dome. And to me, that lops about 8 or 9 yards off of every kick. You know, a 59-yarder in a dome is kind of like a 50-yarder in Cleveland, where he famously missed a huge kick when Brock Purdy and Brandon Ayuk drove the team down the field and got him in position for what I think was a 41, 43-yarder, something like that, and he missed it. So if you're having a hard time kicking straight in Las Vegas, my man, it's only going to get more crooked in just about every other environment in the league.
Yeah, it just depends on where you're kicking and what the conditions are. And there's a certain allowance that you have to give a guy when, for example, you're going to Green Bay and going to Buffalo. I don't even know if he kicked in those games, or probably didn't even matter if he did or he didn't, because those games were blowouts anyway. But when you have a situation like that indoor and you go 5 for 6, that's good. Even though one of them was a barely made it and the miss was, you know, left going left. It's kind of like your drive sometimes where, you know, you get the right hand involved and you hit it left. And when I hit it left, it always comes back to the right. But you're actually a good golfer and you hit it left. That thing's going to keep going left.
I had a couple of those snappies yesterday. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's where you don't want to see that from Jake Moody. But I do think that there's a little adjustment now with the two-step approach. And he's had enough time to where he's going to be ready for the opener. And if he's not able to kick at the level that they need him to kick at, then they're going to pivot.
We're going to go to the phones in a sec. I want to, like, can we add to what happened in the crossover? Because everyone's like, oh, Kyle doesn't even talk to kickers. What a meanie. There was more on that conversation. He was asked why he doesn't talk to kickers.
I don't discriminate versus anyone, but there's not a lot to talk to them about. They need to kick it between those two uprights, and if they want to talk more, that's fine. I'll do whatever they want, but I don't pretend like I'm doing something when I'm talking to the kicker, so I let them try to. I don't like everyone going up to them either. I'd like them to just stay mentally clear, lock into their job, and get it done.
I think this is an odd thing to make a thing out of. Like, there is no reading of the defense. Here's the ball, kick it straight. That's it. There's nothing to discuss here. There's no game planning. There's no nothing. And as he said, if they want to talk, come up and talk. What's Kyle going to say to Jake Moody to get his head straight? You're all adults. This is big boy sports. The ball has been held on the ground. Kick it straight. I don't mean to be crass. That's the job.
Right. And you
that's
know,
the job.
And the communication comes from the coordinator, Brant Boyer, who will talk to Moody, and I'm sure they go through all the kicks and foot placement and the mechanics and everything else. And the only time that Shanahan is going to get involved in that conversation is before the game, when he goes up to the coordinator and says, what's the range tonight? You know, based on the weather,
yep.
the wind,
yep.
the direction, and all the rest of it. And so once Shanahan knows that, all right, he's good from 57. That tells Kyle that if we get to the 40, we can give it a try, because that would be 57, and anything beyond that might be a time where they have to go for it on fourth down.
888-957-9570. Anything Niners on the table, and oh, by the way, we're going to unveil a fancy, fancy, fun guest at 315. We've been working on this because he's been in the locker room the last couple years with these 49ers and is now maybe retired, maybe open to being unretired. We'll find out. But offensive lineman John Feliciano is going to join us at 3:15. Very, very much looking forward to that conversation. And I want to tell the YouTube audience that, similar to our Valkyries superfan, Brandon Pajemski, and what he did last week, John will be on video with us. He will be on our YouTube page. So get over to YouTube. Fun way to watch and listen to the show. And John will be on with us at 3:15. But anything Niners, Jake Moody or more, on the table. Let's talk it out. Let's start with Nick in Berkeley. Hi, Nick. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, what's up? So first of all, I just want to say, a kicker is like a pitcher that's on the no-hitter. Don't get near him. Don't talk to him. Leave him alone. You know what I mean? And I think that's what Shanahan is talking about. Also, with Juwan Jennings, man, he saved us a couple times with some crazy-ass catches in the playoffs on like a tip ball or whatever. He skied up a couple times. And like, his third, he's a great third down possession receiver, man. He makes clutch catches all the time. I've rarely even seen him drop the ball. I think I've seen one pass bounce off his hands, and it was kind of like high and behind him. But the man has great hands. You know what I mean? He runs. He's where he's supposed to be, running routes. And I just think that we're giving him too much grief. The Niners need to pay him a little bit. And maybe, you know, they shouldn't have signed contract extensions before they signed some key players. You know what I mean? Because wide receivers do get hurt, and that's the thing. But the Niners didn't punt yesterday, Saturday, which was great. And, I was happy that we won the game. You know what I mean? It was great. It was good for Moody to kick that ball. But you're right about, it was weird because, like, they said, oh, he's a great wet weather, you know, cold weather kicker. I'm like, well, why would you bring him to California then? Like, you know what I mean? It's like you draft him, and, you know, he's a high draft pick. And, like, you know, he has a leg. But there's a lot of guys booming kicks from, like, you know, the other side of the 52. So I don't know why they drafted him in the first, you know, but we got to get over it, because when we're at the stadium, we got to have good vibes, and we can't be like projecting our negative energy on him, because then he'll go out there, he'll feel it in there, and he'll kick it somewhere to the little patio over there by the Bud Light sign. So, anyway.
Nick, thanks. Yeah, I think we're running the risk here of overthinking this. I don't even really believe in the idea of somebody being a cold weather kicker or a warm weather kicker or this kind of, I don't know how many kinds of kickers there are. Kick ball straight.
Right. But he at least has
straight.
The experience of kicking in the cold.
That's fine.
And last year he was 1-for-3 in Buffalo and 1-for-1 in Green Bay.
Okay.
And those were two pretty cold situations, as I recall.
Yeah.
And I just did it real quick, Mark. 13-for-14 field goals before the injury, 11-for-20 after. So was it the injury? Was he not 100%? Doesn't matter. That's what you did. So now you need to be more like the 13-for-14 guy. If you're the 11-for-20 guy, then he's not going to make it to October.
Yeah, he's not going to be 11-for-20 this year.
Right.
Because he won't be the kicker. So anyway, what's your comfort level right now when Jake Moody lines up for a kick? 888-957-9570, 3:15, John Feliciano. 95.7 The Game and Splash, the great sports bar restaurant right next to Chase Center, giving you a chance, listen now, to host your fantasy draft party in a private room for you and up to 14 guests. Plus, they're going to hook you up with loaded draft day food stations, a dedicated server, complimentary Wi-Fi to make your draft party a total hit. It is all happening a week from tomorrow, Tuesday, August 26th. As an added bonus, though this is an opinion, Willie and Dibby gonna stop by.
Woo.
Because we hungry. And we're gonna hang out with you and make fun of your picks and all of that stuff. So listen all week to our show for the daily code word. So just keep listening. We'll give it to you probably next hour for the first time. When you hear it, you text the code word to 20357 and you'll be entered for a chance to win. You can text in once a day with that day's word. Thank you, Splash, for the awesome prize. We're sponsored by California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. This is Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
So 59 yards... Jake Moody for the win. He got it!
Bang, Moody.
59-yarder, and the 49ers win.
And Chase Lucas is running another victory lap down on the field. That is a great kick from Moody, and I am so glad it worked out. We could kick a career long. Certainly it's in the preseason, but to smash that through the uprights, awesome.
No, I don't talk to the guys. I don't talk to kickers very much. Just tell them to make it.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, that's Guy Haberman there on the call. And, I mean, you can even hear Tim Ryan as well. You can hear what the way he says it. I'm just so happy that that worked out. It's an interesting way to say it. And I don't know why we're running from this on any level. I don't think we need to. It's not a criticism. Jake has struggled and has been open with the world about confidence issues. And so now when he makes it, it's not like we don't react the same way we do when other kickers make a big kick. There's this like heartstring thing that happens. Oh, I'm so glad that it worked out. In other words, if he misses either of those kicks in the final 45 seconds, how are we doing today?
It's a preseason game, but it's just another pelt on the wall of Jake Moody. He's not good enough. He can't do it. We need another kicker. So I get what you're saying, and I wonder if any 49er fan is actually rooting against Jake Moody, because if you love the team and he's your kicker, well, then, yeah, you got to love the kicker to a point, and that point is, as I mentioned, when he came back after injury last year and he went 11 for 20 kicking field goals, it was get this guy off my team. And here he is still on the team, for now. So you would love for him to go out, kick great, and keep the job. And I'm thinking about last year, the opener, he went 6 for 6 against the Jets.
Yep.
And it's like, all right, Jake Moody, year two off to a swimming start.
He won me a fantasy game.
That week?
6 for 6.
That's not bad, yeah.
The guy who I beat was so mad. So mad.
Because that's the last game of the week.
The
Monday
last
night
game
football.
Of the week. And I was down by an unimaginable amount, when all you have left is a kicker.
Mm.
And then he kicked 6 field goals, and some of them were long, and I beat the guy by like a point, and it was one of those where like somebody is week one, and everybody's like, we need a rule change. It's stupid that we have kickers in fantasy. This is dumb. It was one of those. So anyway, I very much appreciated that game from Jake Moody.
No doubt.
It helped. But yeah, the rest of the year was a total journey. And I guess that's kind of what I'm getting at. I'm not down on Jake. It is a preseason game. I don't think we've reached the final analysis on this at all. But I don't think it is a good characteristic for an NFL team or a kicker and the discussion surrounding them to be talking about confidence and did he or didn't he, and was the 26-yard make a good kick or a bad kick? Like, I just don't think that's not good. Kickers, you don't want talked about at all.
Right.
At all.
Completely. Nor do you want your long snapper or your holder to be talked about. You want the operation to be smooth, and he went 5 for 6, and this is a classic Willard versus Dibbs, process versus results, because I look at 5 for 6, and even though one of them was a little wonky, it was 3 points, and he made the big kick late, and you won the game. You won the game. Big whoop. It's a preseason game. But for me, Jake Moody has earned in me a good amount of confidence. And with kickers, though, you know the confidence is only as good as the next game. You could go 10 for your first 10 and then go out and miss a 41-yarder that's a game winner, and you lose the game, and that might be it. You know, and Kyle Shanahan famously has, like most head coaches, I would imagine, little patience for the kicker. It's a little bit like the closer, where you give your closer a 3-run lead, and your closer just blows it, throws gas on it, and you lose the game. It's like, all right, that happened. It better not happen again. And then your closer goes out and it happens again. It's like, we're going to find a new closer.
I love that you just said that, because 415, a short time ago on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, just compared Jake Moody kicking a field goal to Camilo Duvall coming in the ninth. Which one makes you feel better or worse? And I get it. I think it's a wonderful comparison.
It's a good comp.
Because,
that's a good question.
Thank you.
That's a good question.
So like you look at those guys come in, and I have the exact same thought, which is they totally can do it. They've got the goods. Moody can kick from 59. Duvall can throw 100 miles an hour. But what are they going to do this time? And it's inconsistent. And inconsistency for those roles, closer and kicker, are not acceptable.
Completely.
That is the word that you can't have. You can't do inconsistent. You're allowed to miss a field goal. It happens. It happens to everyone. And so if you have a handful over the year, that's fine. But so it doesn't mean you got to be perfect. But you have to be consistent, and that is why the 26-yard make bothered me. That's why, because that's an inconsistent kick. It went in, but it's not. That's not the leg drive that you're looking for. It's just not.
But it's preseason, and we allow other players to have preseason moments of, you know, you're still trying to find your way, and you're finding your footing, and, you know, maybe it's a throw or a route that wasn't run correctly or all the little things. It's preseason, so I do think that he deserves that same level of preseason grace.
Do you?
Yeah.
He's the kicker. That's a different action than
it's
anybody else.
It's a little
else.
Different, yes, yeah. And I also believe that because he has changed his approach, not to get too deep into kicking, but he was a three-stepper, and now it's a two. And so that is going to take some time. And, well, he doesn't have a lot of time because, you know, come week one, you're not going to say, well, he's still working on his two-step approach. No. But in the preseason, oof, I'm still going to give him enough grace knowing that these games don't really matter.
I don't think we, like I said, I'm with you from the perspective of I don't think we've reached the final analysis. But I can tell you this right now. If on September 7th, you're down 24-23 and he lines up from 42 yards with 2 seconds left to go and he hooks that thing left, I would argue that right away, one game into the season, more than half the fan base will want him gone.
I would say, I don't know if it's more than half the fan base now wants him gone, but 888-957-9570, do you want Moody gone? I mean,
I don't, not yet.
Right, but I think that there's a bigger portion of the fan base that already is kind of wishing that he would have lost the competition that never actually existed.
I mean, that's true. Let's go to Ryan in Irvine. Ryan, thank you for calling Withered and Dibs. What's up?
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks for the call. No, I completely agree with you, Willard. I do think it's a little bit of distraction. The way the players reacted to him hitting that game winner, it's like that's not the kind of reaction that a team has around a guy that they have confidence in. You know, I do think it was like manufactured, trying to pump him up. But there was two things I took from that game. Number one, when he missed his field goal, they cut to Kyle Shanahan, and you could see how annoyed he was. And it's a preseason game. Then their next drive, what does Kyle do? He starts going for it on fourth downs in positions on the field that I don't know if we would have before. And I know it's preseason. They're kind of messing, you know, they're toying around with some things. But that's the first thing. The second thing was the red zone efficiency. I know it's a preseason game. I know they're using a hodgepodge of an offensive line. They don't have a lot of starters in, but it kind of looked the same as it did last year. As soon as they get into that red zone, there's penalties. They're not buttoned up. They can't get spacing. Obviously, they're settling for field goals. And I'm just worried about if Kyle doesn't have 100% confidence in his kicker and they're already having red zone efficiency issues, is that going to be a problem? You know, in the middle of the season when he can't trust his kicker.
Well, I mean, Ryan, the only way to answer that right now, and thank you, is that it might be. But I do, the two examples you brought up, I'm going to separate the two. And I know people don't want to do this because there's so many out there, no matter who your quarterback is or whatever team you root for, you want that quarterback to be a dog. You want him to do it all by himself. Brock Purdy is out there. First of all, it was one drive. Second of all, there's no Trent Williams. There's no Christian McCaffrey. There's no a bunch of
no
pieces.
No George Kittle, no, yeah.
Like, there's no a bunch of pieces that would, in a normal situation, would be there in order to reach your goal and get into the end zone. So, to me, the red zone efficiency thing is very much like sending Jake Moody without a left shoe. And then if he misses, going, dude, I don't like the way it looks. Well, it's like we didn't have a left shoe. Like he wasn't able to plant. The Moody thing, and this is why I see it a little bit differently than you, Dibs, as far as giving him preseason grace. This is like just a repetitive act. That is it. This is a grandfather clock. Ding, 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 ding. That's it. Swing the leg, kick the ball straight. It is pretty much the exact same thing. I know it might be this hash mark, that hash mark, 40 yards, 55 yards. I understand the little intricacies, but he's been kicking in practice for weeks now, and I just don't see a preseason game and a regular season game for Jake Moody being all that different, other than that the pressure ramps up a little bit, which in theory should make the preseason even easier.
Yeah.
Like it's just kick the ball straight. That's it.
And
that's the only assignment.
They're not all going to go straight. And, you know, even the best kicker in the league last year by percentage, Nick Folk, 95.5%. He was 21 for 22. Yep. He missed a kick. Brandon Aubrey was probably the best kicker in the league. And he attempted 47. He missed seven times. He made that 65-yarder, which was the longest. But he wound up above the average. 84 is the average. Moody goes 5 for 6, which is 83.3%. And you'll take it. Now, the aesthetics of it, you're right. The one make was a little bit scary from 27 or 26 and
whatever it was,
another yard or two back and that thing doinks or it goes wide left. And so, yeah, that's not great, but all of this confidence, accuracy, it all gets sorted out almost in real time, where if he misses big kicks or makeable kicks, and the caller's right, Shanahan, he is probably more perturbed than most when it comes to kickers who miss. I mean, all the coaches get mad when their kicker misses.
No, for sure. And there are certain things, and Shanahan right now is already wearing some of these. He did it all last year with all things special teams. And Jake Moody, while this is different than covering a kickoff, he is a part of special teams. And Kyle has the same look on his face every time something goes wrong on special teams. And to me, the look on his face says, are you kidding me? Do I need to do this too? I thought this was a delegation sensation.
That's a buck.
And I thought that y'all were buttoned up. It's really not rocket science. Now, what Kyle does and what Robert Saleh does, those are a little bit rocket science-y. Special teams is not. I'm sure it's more intricate than I realize, but especially when it comes to kicking or punting or, to a degree, the wedge and covering a kick. It is very much to me like a dog at the dog park, right? You throw the ball, the dog is like, go get ball, come back. That's it. And there are dogs. You go out to the dog park, you ask. Next time Gene calls in, go ask him. There are dogs that will not bring the ball back. And guess what? Yeah, that owner's not playing. We're not playing fetch anymore. It is.
That's keep away.
That's special. Exactly. That's a different game.
Yep.
It's a game. It's a different game. So that, to me, that's special teams. It's a dog at the dog park, dude. You got one job. Okay? This is when your wife sends you to the grocery store for peanut butter. Don't come back with an onion. You have one job. Go out there, do it well, and if not, my face is going to get red. And if you miss two or three times on that job, we're going to go find somebody who can.
That's right. And, you know, you have a certain amount of equity built up. If you're a kicker who's been around for a long time, you are allowed to have a bad stretch and maybe go into a funk. I wonder about Justin Tucker, had he not gotten into his horrendous off-field situations that made it all but impossible for him to keep kicking, because he's been one of the best to ever do it. And he had a bad year last year, and the off-field stuff makes it so there's really no conversation about him still kicking. But Jake Moody doesn't have that level of equity built up. This is year three. Year one was good. It wasn't elite. It was good. He was better than average. Year two was trending toward being good, and then he got hurt. And then after that, he either lost his confidence, lost his foot, whatever happened, and he was one of the worst kickers in the league. He actually was only ahead of four other kickers at the end of the year in percentage made. He was 32nd out of 36 people who actually tried to kick the football. Yeah.
By the way, the other thing I would say about this is, like, the 49ers have already told you what they're thinking about it. They're thinking the same thing you are. Don't listen to the whole, like, oh, we love Jake. I'm sure you do. He's a human being. You drafted him, and he's been your coworker for 3 years. Seems like a nice guy. I'm sure you absolutely love Jake. But what did the 49ers do to start this year? They brought in another kicker, and they did not release him because Jake was kicking that guy's butt.
Right.
That's not why they released him. They released him because of all the other injuries that were happening around camp, and they needed a roster spot, and they damn well realized that 2 weeks from now, if they want to bring Greg Joseph back in, they can. And, like, they could do it week one or week two or week three or whatever. So I don't – whatever the Niners say right now, I think the Niners think the exact same way you all do about Jake Moody. Talented guy, really rooting for him, but I'm not sold. I think that describes the Niners right now.
Without a doubt. And that's why they brought in competition for him. They brought in a real veteran who's done it at, you know, at a high level and has done it for a long time. It's not like they brought in three or four just camp bodies just to try to see. They brought in real competition. And you're right. They didn't end it because they wanted to end it. They had to because they're running out of bodies. So I'm sure as they said goodbye to Greg, they said, hey, Greg, Here's our schedule. Why don't you go ahead and stay tuned.
Keep your cell phone on, yeah, Greg.
You know, go ahead and keep loosening up and kick those footballs at your local high school, because you know and I know that we may need you. And not every team has their kicker go all the way through the year. Sometimes it's due to injury. Sometimes it's due to ineffectiveness. So I don't even know how many free agent real NFL kickers are out there, but there's a small collection of dudes who are running around high school fields just putting footballs
for
in the
sure.
air.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, a little bit more that Kyle had to say on Moody after this preseason game on Saturday. And apparently part of it was that Moody actually took the floor and spoke to the entire team after this game.
Yeah, it was cool. We had him give us a speech, break us down. It's a little anticlimactic, but he did a good job. Guys are happy for him.
And then he also said this.
Yeah, I think going 4 for 5 and hitting a 59-yarder and a 50-yarder and the game winner from 59, I think that was a hell of a day for him. So I thought he kicked his ass off and gives us a lot of confidence.
Okay. Hey, kicked his ass off. If that early one is 6 inches further.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Fucked. I mean, we're having a different conversation today.
Perhaps, yeah. It just, to me, it comes down to the last kick, which was 59, which is nothing to sneeze at.
Great kick.
And yes, it's a game winner. And I know it's not really a game winner in the sense that that game actually mattered, but you know, you play football and it's a preseason game and now your kicker has a chance to win the game and he does it. And so I loved the response from his teammates. I don't think that it was, you know, overly Hallmark movie, Disney Channel. It just, to me, was a group of guys happy for their teammate who maybe took a step toward regaining his confidence.
Filmo Mike, I think, is on the line, which is always a good time. So we're going to do that in a second. But coming up in 10 minutes, before Feliciano jumps on here with us, John Feliciano is going to join us at 3:15. I want to talk about Ricky Pearsall. I would like to talk about Ricky Pearsall. And I do not, this is not a victory lap. This is at all. Because why would I?
Well, you're stretching out right now.
This is a stupid preseason game. Whatever. Whatever. But you see it. I see it. Guy Haberman saw it. Everybody who's been to camp sees it. And I would love to dig into what the hesitancy is, seemingly, from people to sort of like buy stock in this guy. I think he's just going to be fantastic. And man, I hope he stays healthy. So more on that in just a little bit. But Filmo, what are you doing?
Hey, that's great. That's a great segue, because the same reason you feel like Ricky Pearsall is going to be great is the same reason people feel like Jake Moody's going to suck. It don't matter, because it's preseason, right? Your preparation is the preseason. Your confidence is not there because we haven't seen this before. So y'all having a great show, and that's all I wanted to say. The confidence in Moody is not that we don't think Moody's a good kicker. We don't have confidence in him. So when you ask, like, is it Duvall or Moody? Oh, man, I'm going Duvall easily. I've seen him do it so many times. With Jake Moody, I've seen him mess up. And with a kicker, it's not how many times you miss or make. It's when you miss or make.
Also true.
Okay.
although, and Filmo, thank you, that went in Jake's favor over the weekend. Miss early, make late, and make long. That's wonderful, but if you're comparing him to Camilo Duvall, and your answer, as Filmo's was, is I would take Duvall confidence over Moody confidence, well, I would just like to remind everybody, Duvall's team gave up on him. Duvall's team said, see you later, with 2 years of team control at a cheap number still remaining. So the Giants did not like the Camilo Duvall lack of confidence. That's where they sat, and a closer is... Part of it is also they had someone waiting in the wings that they think can do the job, but that's even harder to replace than a kicker.
Much harder. I mean, kickers are mostly a dime a dozen. If you have a really, really good one, then you've got a leg up, pun intended, on the competition. And so you hope that Jake Moody's going to be that. You use the third-round pick to take him, and you're going to give him a little extra latitude, I think, because you spent draft capital on him, but that extra latitude, I believe, has now expired.
Next hour is going to be our first soiree into giving you today's key word, all right? We have a special code word that we're going to give out to you some point in the 3 o'clock hour, so you have to stay tuned, and that's going to set you up to potentially have your fantasy draft a week from tomorrow at Splash, right next to Chase Center, with a private room, and it will all be catered with draft day food stations, a server, complimentary Wi-Fi, and two dorky radio hosts making fun of you the entire time. Exactly. So really, really fun. And I already did a draft this weekend. I had my first draft, so now I feel like an expert, even though I'm not. It was the super flex. You want to know who my QB2 ended up being?
Sure.
QB2.
Kyler Murray.
Oh.
Brock Purdy?
Of course. You thought I rooted for him last year.
Brock Purdy.
Wait a year. This year, y'all. But anyway, we're going to give you the code word coming up here in the 3 o'clock hour. John Feliciano is going to join us in 20 minutes. I want to talk about Pearsall next. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. This is Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.